The Demilitarized Zone. The Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, spans the border between North and South Korea. This 2.5 by 151 mile strip of land is dotted with landmines and bunkers, and it is also crisscrossed by barbed wire. Nearly 1 million North Korean soldiers patrol the DMZ, while South Korea has some 600,000 troops on its side and support from the U.S. military as part of the UN command. At the end of World War II, in 1945, the border between North and South Korea was the 38th parallel. The Soviet Army kept control over the northern region, and North Korea developed a communist government. At the end of the Korean War, in 1953, the border was moved to a line just north of the 38th parallel, and the DMZ was established on either side of the line to be a buffer between the two countries. A ceasefire was signed to end all acts of armed force in Korea, but a peace agreement never followed. 10 years after the DMZ was created, a U.S. helicopter was captured in North Korean territory. The two pilots were held for a year until the U.S. admitted it had violated the 1953 agreement by crossing the line. Another U.S. helicopter was shot down in 1969. The most violent clash occurred when North Koreans killed two U.S. soldiers who were trimming tree branches in the DMZ to improve their view. Conflicts in the DMZ also have taken place below ground. In 1974, a South Korean patrol found the first tunnel from North Korea. A second was discovered in 1975, and in 1978, UN command troops discovered a tunnel from the North Korean side that ran for nearly 1 mile and 246 feet below the surface that was large enough to drive a jeep through. A steel door now blocks off the tunnel at the border. In 2000, officials from both Koreas agreed to fix roads and railways to reconnect the two countries. They have tried to reconnect people as well. In June 2000, they agreed to allow reunions of some of the 1.2 million family members separated by the border. However, conflict escalated again when North Korean soldiers began planting new landmines near the border in 2016. Despite its dangers, the DMZ remains a top tourist destination as a wildlife and agricultural refuge and as a living Cold War museum. Since a peace agreement was never signed, the Korean War never officially ended. In April 2018, North Korean President Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met at the DMZ's Peace House to discuss denuclearization and an official peace treaty.